I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Indeed, only one thing, Jesus said. One thing is needed, Martha. Jesus tells Martha, there is only one thing to get all worked up about, and Mary has chosen it. What is the one thing? We read Luke's account of Jesus' response and find ourselves with a mystery to solve. Martha, however, doesn't seem too interested in this mysterious one thing, for the problem she's focused on, the problem she wants to solve, is how to prepare a big meal for a bunch of hungry men. We understand Martha's concerns all too well when it comes to showing hospitality. One task leads to another in the preparations needed to feed a household of guests who have traveled far to come over. Martha's appeal to Jesus about Mary contradicts him. She means to say there is only one thing worth being concerned about right now, and that is getting Mary to cut the vegetables and set the table. I chuckled as I tried to write this sermon. I tried to focus on doing this one thing. My thoughts and concerns were everywhere else, but mining the wisdom in this text to share with you in a sermon. A thought of who I needed to reach out to led to sending a text, and then an email, and then a moment of prayer for someone in need, and, well, you get the picture. Distractions and concerns face us the moment we decide to focus on any one thing. Like the faces of the disciples who knocked on Martha's house, distracted her from the one face who had something to offer her. What was that? To answer that, we need to go back to the beginning of this chapter. There we recall the day Jesus paired up 70 disciples and sent them on ahead of him to go into the town and places where he himself intended to go. He told them to seek the hospitality of others and to say peace to this house when they are welcomed in. The hope was that their hosts would share in this peace. That is, that they would receive peace and let it rest upon them. And in this reception of such peace, the hosts would know that the kingdom of God has come near to them. Jesus told the disciples that if people did not let this peace rest on them, then they were to leave that place and try another household. When Jesus and his disciples came to Martha's household, she welcomed them in and then promptly went into the kitchen, leaving them to sit in the parlor and wait for the meal to be served. To this day, you will find Middle Eastern hospitality to be a deeply held cultural practice. It looks something like what Martha and Mary were doing. If you have the honor of visiting the Il Ibrahim family, the Syrian family we sponsored many years ago, if you visit them, you will find that Turkish coffee will be placed before you shortly after you are seated. I have experienced this kind of hospitality overseas, as I'm sure many of you have as well. But let me tell you two different stories of Eastern hospitality that will help us solve the mystery of the meaning of the one thing Jesus spoke of in Luke's story. Years ago, I was traveling with two male companions in Palestine. We were going from Beit Lahem to a home in Beit Sahur. When we arrived, we were warmly welcomed inside. The guys were immediately shown into a parlor of large, cozy couches, and I was brought through a back door into the kitchen to wait on the floor. The food was to be served to the men in the parlor, and I was to eat in the kitchen with the women. Clearly, I was not to know anything of what the men were sharing. A few years later, I was in Uzbekistan, visiting fellow Christians working with an NGO. They wanted to introduce me to some friends that they have met, and they lived in another village. So, being a bit far away, we traveled by taxi. We knocked on the door once we got there, And before crossing over the threshold, there was an exchange of peace. Ma'asalem, salam alaikum. Then I was led to the highest place of honor at the table on the floor, surrounded by cushions, where we would all sit together. I sat there at the center of the table, just as Leonardo da Vinci sat Jesus at the table of the Last Supper. Our hosts wanted to focus their attention on me. I was astonished, especially with this other experience that I had. There, placing me at the center of the table brought peace to my soul. It was an experience of the true nature of sharing peace, a sign of the kingdom of God come near to me as a woman. The essential note, you see, of hospitality in the East from ancient days to the present is to pay attention to the guest. The guest who has come to Martha's house is looking for her attention. She is distracted by the social expectations of what a woman is meant to do when male guests arrive. Martha is a bit stuck in her notion of hospitality and forgetting about what it means to pay attention to the guest. Jesus has come through her doors to sit down on her cozy couch, a lot less concerned about the meal she feels is the one thing he is wanting her to do. He has a message for her, but only Mary has chosen to sit and receive it from him. When I was in high school, I played the trumpet. I played it in the concert band and in the marching band and in the pep band for our basketball team. The most popular guy on the basketball court was, of course, tall, dark, and handsome. But he also played the trombone, which meant that I saw him at band practices all the time. Brent was a distant figure to me until one weekend when the band was on a retreat. I was heading up the kitchen crew, and I found myself constantly cooking up a storm for the rest of the band. One evening, I was putting out pancake mix for the next morning after I had just put out popcorn and peanuts and pop for the social hour happening just outside of the kitchen doors. I was shocked to death when who should come through the kitchen doors but Brent. He was looking for me. He took me by the hand and told me I should come out and enjoy the social hour too. Brent noticed that there was only one thing I needed to choose at that moment. A moment that wouldn't be repeated again, and I didn't argue. The one thing that was necessary, the one thing that was right, the one thing that can never be taken away from me is the memory of the reversal in hospitality that Brent showed me. You see, I'll explain it further. Luke records just such a reversal in the norms of hospitality. Jesus is the host in Martha's household, and not Martha. And Mary is acknowledging that Jesus is hosting something. He is sitting there, he's sitting with her, and she's at his feet acknowledging it. Mary is hungry for the meal he is serving up. He has eaten of bread that is eternal, and he is there to share it with her. And what he is sharing is something that is about to happen, a divine plan. You see, he's on his way to Jerusalem, and this is one moment in time that Martha and Mary are going to experience that will not be repeated. He is about to go to Jerusalem where he will die, and he will bring life to all of creation in doing so. So we can see he's a lot less concerned about the olives and the almonds and the lamb stew he can smell coming from the kitchen. Jesus has knocked on Martha's door that she too would sit with Mary and hear the good news he has come to bring her as well. The mystery of the one thing that should concern Jesus' disciples was God's plan for bringing the kingdom of God near to all and any who choose to sit and to hear it. In this particular encounter, it is women, Martha and Mary, who were otherwise not privy to the parlor room discussion among men or the rabbinical teaching sessions. Mary was not about to move from her spot at Jesus' feet. a position he granted her, though it was only meant to be a posture for men as students of a holy teacher. This entire scenario stands as a parable parallel to the Good Samaritan. From that scene in Luke's gospel to this one in Martha's home, we see Jesus is teaching his disciples that he is the Christ, come from God to show them what true hospitality looks like. Jesus illustrates this way of hospitality with those and for those who have been considered unholy and unteachable and really of no concern to God's divine plan. We have heard in Colossians that Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. Now Mary is acknowledging this. She's acknowledging that God is being made visible to her. She's acknowledging Jesus' authority, and she wants to listen. He wasn't just a friend who came to pay a visit. Jesus was making God visible in what he was saying, in what he was teaching, and in what he was exemplifying to her and all the other men disciples around the table. The one thing Martha needed to choose, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity she had before her, required her to let go of the many things that distracted her from receiving the peace he came to bring her. Jesus had come to reconcile her to God, to place her hand in God's and say, come, sit at my table and rest from your labors, Martha. I've got things taken care of for you. What can this mean for us? Well, aren't you easily distracted, concerned and troubled by this and that, and find it difficult to sit still and listen to God during your days? And do you not have your own stories of being a terrible host? That is, one who forgot the essential nature of hospitality, which is to pay attention to your guests. What stories and encounters are your guests coming this summer to share with you that could tell you something about God's work in their lives and in the world because of it? Do you not have your own stories of being welcomed into a household as a guest, only to find yourself ignored as the hostess goes on and on about meal prep? Does all that really matter? Not entirely, not essentially. One thing matters, and that is the sharing in the peace of God, where we give and receive it and find ourselves being made new because of it. You see, our lives are a gift to us. We are given a measure of time in order that we might grow in wisdom. So says Psalm 90:12, which says, teach us to make the most of our time that we may grow in wisdom. So all the times that you have this summer to welcome guests or to be a guest are opportunities to grow in wisdom. All the times that you sit before a good book and you want to know more about God, consider that Jesus is there to speak to you and to help you to grow in wisdom. Those who learned to grow in wisdom, to take their time to do so, are the ones who find that the kingdom of God is brought near. May we all be counted among them and see wisdom and peace gain ground in our world because of us. Amen.
Amen.